The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norma. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norma.
Welcome to Spirituality 101. It is a pleasure to welcome you to today's program. Here at Spirituality 101, we have very often on every session, we have reminded you that we are not at all hung up on the path that you may have chosen for your spiritual growth. And in that regard, I have had a couple of emails that says, one in particular that said, talk to us about walking the spiritual path. And what is it that you mean when you say that it doesn't really matter which path we may seek to tread, but rather the destination. And so we are here today with what I consider, as my granddaughter would say, this is a big one. As we get ready to talk about what it means, what it really means to be walking the spiritual path. And I have asked three people that I am very, very respectful of their choices and the path that they have chosen for their own growth and development. And I know that they have been on their own path for quite a number of years. And so I thought that we would bring you today the ultimate in practical spirituality by making this a three-way conversation, so that we can all share what we have learned along the way, why it is that we may have chosen the path that we chose. Did we choose the path, or did the path find us? And what it is that we may be learning along the way. For those of you who are my regulars, welcome. I hope you have paper and pencil. You will need it, because there is much information that we will give out today. For those of you who may be listening to my voice for the very first time, I want to welcome you to Spirituality 101. We are here to be of service to you. The e-card we sent out said that today's topic takes a candid and very personal look at the concept of walking the spiritual path. And I have with me today Brad and Kate Silberberg, whom I'm welcoming back to the show because they've both been on the show before, and Brenda Samuel, who I'm also welcoming back onto the show because she also has been on the show before. And Brad and Kate and Brenda are long-time seekers of spirituality, folks who have been on their path, walking their path, and I've had the privilege of watching that path, these paths unfold right before my eyes. And so I think they have very, very much to offer you today. And so I want to ask you to welcome to the show, Brad and Kate Silberberg, Twin Flames. Brad and Kate, are you there?
We are.
We're here.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And Brenda Samuel?
Yes, I am here.
Long-term student of this class. Are you there, Brenda?
Yes, I am here.
Welcome. And this makes our connection, and I want to go right into it because I just know we will run out of time before sharing everything that we want to share here today. And so I want to start first with you, Brad. And for a moment here, I'm going to separate you two, if that's possible at all. Would you share a spiritually awakening moment from your life? In this journey that you've undertaken, is there one incident, one experience that stands out in your mind at that aha moment?
Just one.
Yes, I'm asking for one.
Well, boy, that's, you know, the difficulty there is just picking out just one. I've had many of those moments, and boy, if I had to think of a specific one, I guess one thing that pops into my head was the first woman that I was married to in this lifetime had a chronic illness that she eventually died from. And I found myself on taking care of her and helping her to navigate the medical system and her own emotions as she went through this process. And she ended up dying in the hospital. And on the day of her funeral, I found myself getting ready for her funeral and looking at myself in the mirror as I prepared. And I found myself thinking, was it my path, my destiny, whatever we wanted to call it at that time, to help her get that far and to lose her, to let her go, or whatever I wanted to call it? Or was it in part that it was her path to help me get to the place I was within my own life and my own emotions and my own spiritual nature, and to let me go so that I didn't have to keep caring for her, and I could go on to what maybe I had in store after that point? And I recognized that while it was certainly some of both, that maybe the bigger point at the time for me was, okay, what do I do now? Obviously, I've been left here on my own to go do something different. And it was really from that point that I wanted to find out, well, okay, so what am I here to do now? I know what I've been doing for the last 15 years of my life. What am I to do now? So
wow.
That was really...
So what I'm hearing there is there was this moment when in your spirit, what I'm hearing is your spirit may have been gently prodding you to understand that the first 15 years of your journey had just come to an end and there is more.
Absolutely. And I think there was also the recognition that I knew exactly what was happening. That I wasn't a surprise to me somehow. Inside of myself somewhere, I understood that what was going on was exactly what needed to happen, and it was meant to be, and maybe I even had a sense of the planning of it.
How does that memory play into where you are now, if you can give me that in like 30 seconds?
Sure. That occurrence of her passing and having to deal with it made me go look for more. It took me out of the day-to-day routine of going to work, tending the house, helping this woman, and needing to go seek something more.
Okay, so that was the thing that nudged you to seek something more. For me, it was a near-death experience. And returning from that near-death experience and kind of looking at my body and go, wait a minute, this body I'm familiar with was lying here on this operating table, and doctors were working on it, and somehow I had another body where I went off and experienced all this stuff. Lord, there has to be more.
Yes.
So for you, that was 15 years of preparation to take you there. And for me, it was a severe emergency that took me there. Kate, one aha moment that stands out.
Probably the most significant one for me in my adulthood has been was the day where I was visiting my parents and my brother at my parents' home, and my father was very ill with pancreatic cancer. And my mother and brother had gone shopping to get something for my father, And I was sitting in the living room, just or dining room area, doing my lesson plans because at the time I was a school teacher. And I all of a sudden was prompted by probably one of my guardian angels or someone, and I thought, what am I doing? This is really silly.
Can I ask you to hold there? I hate doing this, but
sure.
Can I ask you to hold that thought as we go to a break? And we'll come right back to point that you were making. Spirituality 101, this is Reverend Norma. We're taking a break and we'll be right back.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and we are having a practical spirituality session here today with three guests, with Brenda Samuel, Brad and Kate Silberberg, and we are talking about walking the spiritual path, and we began with each person sharing an aha moment from the spiritual walk. And Kate, you were in mid-sentence. I apologize when I had to cut you off so we can go to the break.
Okay.
Want to pick it up from there?
I can and will. So I got to this place where I realized I needed to go into my father's bedroom and be with him. It seemed silly and trivial to be writing a lesson plan for my job. So I picked up, it just happened to be my father's birthday. So I gathered all his birthday cards from the mantle and the tables, and I thought I will sit with him and read these cards, every last one. And because I knew that, you know, one of the last things that leaves a person as they're preparing, and I guess some part of my soul knew he was leaving, I knew that he would hear me. He had been in and out of consciousness. So I read them all to him, and he did not respond in such a way where he opened his eyes, but he reached out. And he was reaching up as if he was, you know, looking to hold someone's hand. So I took his hand and I said to him, with words that I didn't know where I was getting them from, Dad, if you're preparing to go, then just look for the light and look for, you know, Grandma
mm-hmm.
Lila and Grandpa Jack.
Uh-huh.
And just go, move to them because they've been preparing your place. And I sat with him as time stood still, and he took his last breath, and I knew he was leaving. And it was a powerful moment for me because I thought, who am I? I don't have the authority. I sort of looked around like, shouldn't there be a grown-up here or someone else in charge? And
grown-up.
Something else took over and just said, just hold his hand and be with him because this is exactly where you're supposed to be. So that moment in time sort of evaporated in standing still when I heard my brother and my mother enter the house. And I realized, you know, that I had to explain to them what had happened. And so ever since that time, I knew that there was more, that I was more connected than I had previously thought or believed. And it just has fueled me to have a stronger faith and belief that we're guarded and guided every step of the way.
So again, for you, it was that moment which we all dread, but yet when we're in the moment, the universe and the universal energy in order takes over, and we do exactly what we're supposed to do, and we know exactly why we are where we are.
Well, and
it
was really beautiful.
Moment,
it was a beautiful moment, and I know that he selected me to be the one
yes.
to be there because I could handle it. You know, I was the baby of the family, but I was the one who emotionally could be there and be present and not lose it, so to speak.
That's the world's explanation. A deeper explanation, as I sit here and your grandfather is hovering, is that you came with a tremendous amount of strength, and that strength sits, you're girded with a tremendous amount of spiritual strength that you brought with you into this world. So when we're here, we get all hung up on who's the baby and you know, what's the logical order of the siblings. But that has nothing to do with the strength that we carry. And that doesn't mean that you were in any way stronger than the others. Their strength may have lain somewhere else.
Yes.
Your strength lay in the connection that there was between you and your father long before you came here.
Right.
And therefore, again, you were the chosen one, and it's a blessing and a privilege to stand guard, be
yes.
the guardian of that tremendous light when someone leaves, to make sure that they take it all with them,
yes.
and it's not stolen. Brenda, aha moment.
Aha moment. Well, my aha moment is a little different. I fell in love when I was 18. To my former husband. And
ooh, so you lost your mind. You know, they say women in love,
mine
the ability,
is a little
the reason is swept
and
away.
What happened after the relationship ended, I had an aha moment because Brenda was inside of this person. I saw Brenda inside of this person and not outside of in me. So after the relationship ended, I had to find Brenda. And my path started on finding Brenda. Looking for Brenda. Where is Brenda? And looking at God and saying, my line was, God is good all the time, and God would lead me to Brenda.
Wow.
So that was my aha moment on my search, on my path to finding Brenda.
So you felt like you had become inside of this person, and when that relationship fragmented and came apart, there was a need to find who you really are. Who am I? I liken that to myself at the age of 30, becoming very aware that I had lived outside of my culture. I had begun to raise children outside of my culture. And then I returned home to my culture and discovered that I was a totally different person. The bundle of habits I took back with me did not resemble the bundle of habits that everybody was living around me. I had a British accent while everybody else had a Caribbean accent. And you can see I've worked hard to restore the Caribbean accent. Had a British accent and a way of life that was not in keeping with my culture. And I began to ask that same question. You said, where is Brenda? I said, who am I? And went in search of the very first spiritual teacher. So you see, we're all having these moments. This is why it's so important to live in the moment. Because inside of each moment, there is an aha. There is the push to the next level, and to the next level. Now, I want to ask you collectively, and jump in here, what did you bring to the search, and how did you get drawn to the path that you took? Did the path find you, or did you find the path? Who wants to go first?
Not everybody jump at once here.
Well, this is Brenda. I will go. I think the Pat found me.
Okay. Explain that a little.
I was going down a particular path, and I got a call. I think this path, you know, says, called my name, and I took that part. And that is the path in which I continue to be on to this time. And it's been over 20 years I've been on this path.
What is the path that you have chosen? Can you give me a sketch? Like, for example, if someone asked me that question, this is just an example. It doesn't have to follow this order. If somebody asked me that question, I would say I was raised in the Christian tradition, steeped in the Bible. That was the beginning of the path. I was a follower part of the path, steeped in the Bible, steeped in Jesus Christ. Learned about the Holy Spirit by the time I was 12, surrendered my life, and then started asking God, there has to be more. And out of the asking God, there has to be more, I believe I got drawn to the mystical path because I had 1,001 questions inside of me, and it required a number of people to answer, to attempt to give me answers to that, to those questions. So I got drawn to the mystical path because of the number of questions I had inside of me. What would you say is a major ingredient in your own path? Mine was answering spiritual questions.
Okay, you want Brenda to continue with that?
Well, I want you to answer me that. Give us an answer if you can.
Well, to me, the path that's called me that I am on now, going back, I came up on a very spiritual path. I came up on the Catholic path. I was confirmed when I was 12. I went to confession every Saturday for years. I went to communion every Sunday. I studied that religion intently. So for me, that path that I was, that called me, and I'm thinking when I see a path, you know, that path going there that says, Brenda, continue here, because I was steeped in Catholicism, and
the path never stays the same.
On.
Every 7 years, at least, it changes. Where has it led you to now?
Where does the path led me now? Is that the
where
question?
Has the path? You started with Catholicism. I started with Christianity. I'm still a Christian. But it has led me to study Buddhism. It has led me to study ancient Eastern traditions. It has led me to an alone part of my journey. It has led me to come back to sit with people who are Christians, etc. The path for me has moved and wavered in and out, and now the path for me is very spiritual rather than religious.
Yeah, well, the path that I am on now, I call it non-denominational, studying God, studying spirituality. That's what, that's the way I interpret it. That's my interpretation of it.
It's a study.
Yes.
You are a student.
It's a study of spirituality.
Okay, you're a student of spirituality.
Yes, I am.
Brad and Kate.
Well, I feel I started out being a Methodist, a Protestant child, and but I had the privilege in high school to take a comparative religions class, and so I visited all different faiths and all different places where people worship, and it allowed me to broaden my view, which I knew at some level, or I would not have chosen it. It was an elective class. I knew at some level that I was here to explore all systems
of
worship.
Okay, so that brought you into exploration. And your exploration has taken you into some phenomenal places, and I have to do it to you again. We've had to go to break. But when you come back, you're going to tell me the destination that exploration has taken you to. Don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back. This is Spirituality 101.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. What are your cards telling you? Aces are very independent. Twos can mean love to be paired. And an eight means a power card. The cards give us all the information that we need about love and relationships, and most importantly, our matches. To find out what your cards say, and so much more, tune in to Love, Relationships, and Destiny with your personal psychic, Adrian Miles, live every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Which cards are in your future?
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and we are having a three-way conversation on walking the spiritual path. And we did it again to Kate. I think this is her turn to be tagged in today's show. Kate, I want you to come right back to exploration. You gave us the fact that on your path you started out on the Methodist Protestant path. And then you took comparative religion class, and that broadened your view, and it led you to exploration. What have you found in this exploring?
Well, I found just so much rich tradition and beliefs in all cultural exploration, all cultural study. Brad and I both sort of follow the Native American belief system and worldview. In that the Lakota Sioux use a phrase called Metakwe Oyasin, which is another way of saying we are all related. We are all relations. And recently we had the pleasure of meeting and spending time with seven Buddhist Tibetan monks.
Wow.
And so it's a continuation of just a marvelous journey and gifts of spiritual natures. Just daily. And Brad, do you want to jump in and add anything?
Brad, you want to add anything to that?
Well, I I think that, you know, you asked about what kind of, you know, what got people started on their path and what their beginnings were. And I think for me, what happened was I started remembering something.
Ah, you went through the remembering series.
Yes. I was very young. I was, you know, maybe 8 or 10 years old, and I started to get this nagging feeling that I was here to do something important, that I didn't know what it was, that there was a sense of urgency to it, and I didn't know which way to go or what to turn to. And
so
my
let
family...
me ask you this. Did you reach for a book? Did you turn to a class? Did you turn to someone? Did you walk in nature?
At that point in my life, I really didn't do much of anything about it because I was, you know, in a place within my family and the structure of society where I didn't see anything that looked remotely like what I felt inside. I was raised in the Jewish faith and had classmates at school who were Christians, and I didn't see anything that looked remotely like what I felt inside.
Okay.
But as I got older and I started to, as Kate said, learn about Native American culture and the way that they saw the world, and also just to connect with people who were studying kind of New Age things and, you know, ancient, the spiritual practices of civilizations that may have preceded written history, I started to remember more. And then I started to just connect to the information that came from creation itself. And I think that the path I'm on now truly is seeking to walk in step with where creation is taking not only humanity but the earth and the entire universe, or universes, as some people would say.
So what I'm hearing here, just tell me, confirm, or quickly say, no, Norma, that's not it. You're really drawn to spiritual practices.
Well, you know, part of what we, Kate and I, admire about Native American culture is they don't separate spiritual practice from any other aspect of life.
Okay.
It's living life in a spiritual way, and that truly is what our path is. We live our life in a spiritual way every day, every moment. It's what we think about. It's what we teach about here at our Mesa Creative Arts Center. It's where we are when we're in the grocery store or the bank or really at sleep at night.
I hear that. So the whole, what I'm hearing is the whole tradition, the rich traditions of the many cultures, of all of this, your spirit got drawn. It's almost like I'm hearing you got drawn to the path. The path drew you to it. And you're confirming, you know, I would encourage people, give your website, please, www.
Our website is www.mesacreativearts.com. That's Mesa, M-E-S-A, creativearts.com. And there's a lot of information about
when this
what
show
we do
is
at our
over,
center.
Go up on the Mesa Creative Center website, and you will see the many, many practices that have come forth since this couple has kind of stepped on that journey. It's like they kind of like turn their back on, well, this is what the world says logically we should do, and have kind of taken themselves into living the practices that they're learning about. And this is why I say to you, Brad, it seems to me like you both got drawn. You had major, major aha moments out there, and then you both got drawn, or you literally were drawn by the path to the paths, those paths that have got ancient practices that need to be revived today and given to a world that is in transformation.
Well, the other thing I think that drives us on the path, Norma, is energy, and it's our ability, each one of us, to sense and follow and be moved by energy that powers us along and draws us in different directions. We follow the energy,
That's right. It's like living in the moment, because when you are in the moment, you become more aware of that energy you're talking about and the places into which you are being drawn. You know, we talk about the law of attraction. Most people, when they hear the law of attraction, they think money. But the law of attraction has a lot to do with what you're talking about. This energy field, this force of energy that is universal. And when we live in the moment, the law of attraction will take our awareness to where it is our spirit wants us to be, rather than where we think we need to be.
We had
one major thing you've learned on your journey. Anybody jump in here. One major, major thing. If there's one thing you could give to the world as a result of this journey you've been on.
This is Brenda. What I've learned, Brad, and I just want to confirm something you said when you said, is that energy, I have learned that, really learned that, know that, and I call the energy my holy breath.
Mm-hmm.
And every breath I take is to be in the moment with that breath. Whether I am in the grocery store, whether I am in the bank, wherever I am, and I'm taking that breath, that's my energy. That's what I learn on my path, is living in the moment with the holy breath.
With the holy breath. Anybody else?
Well, every moment is sacred then, when you're following that. And
uh-huh.
And I feel that, and I like that, Brenda. I might have to remember that and quote you. But I think that as far as a path, everyone has their own individual path, and sometimes our paths run parallel, and sometimes we walk with each other for a while and we teach each other. And I think that we have teachers, but our greatest teacher in following our path is ourselves and getting closer to our Creator, our Spirit, the God who made us.
And I want to say here, I think this is a good time to jump in and give the three major, major pathways that we walk on here on this earth. A lot of people probably never heard about this, but there are basically three major, major, major pathways, and then they branch off into other areas. You can branch them off into many, many, many sections. But the first one is the path of the follower. When we begin, we have got to pay attention and allow someone to lead us. And structured religion falls into the category of nurturing followers, because we tend to align ourselves with some kind of religion or organization that has got a structure and has got some doctrine and some things that we need to master, and then we are in the mode of the follower. And then we move from the mode of the follower, or we should move from there, and the path, there is another path that may or may not draw us, not everyone uses this sequence, that is the path of the doer. And the path of the doer is acquiring the skills that we need so we can go out and be of assistance to others. And some people, this is their major focus while they are here. And for other people, they may have done that in a lifetime before and don't need to do that while they are here. But there is the path of the doer, where we begin to look at the skills that we need to, because we all came with the skills. We came with the skills on the inside, and it takes some practice, some spiritual practices, some meditation, some awareness, so that we begin to feel where the law of attraction is drawing us. And so some people are on a path of doing, which is acquiring the skills and doing and helping others. And then there is the path of the mystic. And the path of the mystic is really quite an alone path. And it generally sometimes will begin with the following. You have to follow a little bit. You got to be a good follower before you can become a leader. And it moves a little bit into the path of doing and acquiring. And then it stretches out into that path of questions. You've got all these questions, and so the questions and the intention that you put these questions out will begin to pull the spiritual teachers into the space. Any comments on that?
Yeah,
I like the one with the questioning, because that's me. The question I ask is, and I say that God is good, like I said that, and my question is, to me, God can't be good a few minutes ago and not good now. So if God is good, God is good all the time.
And he really is, because 90% of the time, we're demanding what we want. God is giving us the fire we need to go through to be able to handle what we're asking for in terms of what we want. If you're going to be an electrician and walk the halls of exposed wires, you're going to have to get some little bit of shocking every now and again, and you have to go get some training once you get shocked by electricity to make sure it never happens again. So we're asking to be the master electrician over here, but we kind of are resistant to the fact that we're going to have to be exposed to raw wires and get shocked every now and again. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Yes.
So for the most part, God is good all the time, because if he gives to us what it is we're asking for without proper preparation and exposure, we'll do ourselves more harm than good.
So, yeah, well, that is my question that I ask. What do I have to do? So, and I get the answers to get those shocks every once in a while.
Well, the shocks is the going through the eye of the storm, particularly in 2012. You know, Peter, master, the tempest is raging. Carest thou not that we perish? And Christ just got up and go, oh, ye of little faith, peace be still, and went back to sleep. And what he was demonstrating there is, if you hang with me and you allow me to guide you, you'll get to the place where you'll be able to still the storm. But there is some preparation, there's some work, and you've got to go through the eye of the storm before you can master it. Comments? Any comments? Anybody? Hello?
We're here.
We're here. I think we're all going through the eye of the storm right now with, you know, people walking around shell-shocked from their jobs, from what's going on with the economy, with what's going on with the campaigns and everything. And
but, you know, Kate, because, you know, we're going to cut to a break in a minute. Remember, all of you on this line with me have been students of mine at some period of time in your growth and development. 90% of what is taking place in the world is none of our business to fix. 10% is our business to fix. And in these times, we've got to place our focus on the 10%. For example, Brad and Kate, you all have brought tremendous energy skills and tremendous skills to help humanity move on. So you turn off the idiot box and you focus on doing that, because that's what you've spent most of your life accomplishing and honing those skills so that you can give them. You didn't come here to do the politics. You didn't come here to do. There are people who are assigned to do that. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you, Brenda, you're walking with me through the throes of this substance abuse intervention. This time in our lives, God is saying there's a lot of people addicted. They need to be freed. They need to be released. This is your job. And so we turn our attention fully to what the law of attraction has brought us to and let the rest go. And what we do along the way, send out blessings. Blessings to you, blessings to you, blessings to you. Because remember, for most of us, it's not until we get caught up in the eye of the storm that we will really pay attention to what we should be paying attention to. Am I making sense? So a lot of those spaced out people you see out there, that's part of the blessing too, you know.
Right.
Because once they've gone through, they begin to go through the eye of the storm, what happens for each and every one of us in those aha moments we began this show with will begin to happen for them. It's part of the blessing. And we've got to hold very strongly to that in 2012. We have only 6 more months to go.
Amazing.
Absolutely amazing. The 6 more months, it's critical that we stand rooted on the path that we have been drawn to, and pay attention, give focused attention to manifesting and bringing forth that which we have come to bring forth. And for all of you listening to me out there, every single one of you are exactly where you are supposed to be. Even if the life is falling apart all around you, that is a part of the process, so you can rise from the ashes and find
who you are. I see they're signaling us. Believe it or not, we only have 7 more minutes till close, so we will keep going until they fade us out. I hope my technician is hearing that. Pearls of wisdom. Anybody have a pearl? Can you confine it to one line and give it to my listeners? Brad and Kate, how many years have you been on the path?
Well, together, about 10.
About 10. Brenda?
24.
I've been on the path for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And while I have learned a tremendous amount, I walk with a tremendous amount of knowledge. There is so much more to learn.
Exactly.
And even if I stay on this planet until I'm 150, I will still be a student seeking answers to many of life's problems. So, pearls of wisdom that have come out of your own journey. I just gave you one of mine. 90% of what's going on around you is not your business to fix. You say a blessing, you pour blessings, you ask for mercy, and you keep right on with the 10% that you have been assigned to take care of. And that 10% will change every 7 years, I believe. 7 is an organizing principle. Every 7 years, that whatever it is that you're supposed to be working on changes. But for anybody, a pearl of wisdom that you want
mine
to give to listen?
Mine is be kind to all the unkindness that comes in my way.
Explain that.
Well, as you travel along the path, you would be, I am thrown some unkindness. So what I have to do is reach into my kindness box and pull
like
out
that.
Whatever kind word, kind gesture I can hand back, not return the unkindness. Because what will come to mind is to return the unkindness. That so I have to work on returning kindness at every moment.
Can I give a perspective here?
Uh-huh.
I know you're listening to the show. You hear me say this all the time. You can't expect a third grader to do a 12th grader homework. No matter how much they love that 12th grade, is your 12th grade brother or sister, da 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 da, and they're going to get in trouble for not turning in this homework. You can't ask a third grader to do a 12th grade paper or homework. And so the world has these statements, you know. What may seem like unkindness is just that which comes out of a third grader who has not yet learned many of the principles in the world. And so as we walk as spiritually awake people, we bless that and we leave it alone. Because with growth, and the growth will require getting that person into the eye of the storm, and the universe has ways of doing that. Am I making sense?
Yes. So that,
child
so that's
playing around
why
the
I said that the
boiling water on top of the stove
when
has third no
grader
clue
comes,
that they are
give
engaged.
Them the kindness.
Uh-huh.
Show them.
Mm-hmm. Give them the image so that mm-hmm. they can grow towards it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And in so many ways, God has chosen, the universe has chosen where they can reveal who they are because you have something that will, you have something that will give him, give to them that image that they need to work towards. Anybody else? Pearl of wisdom.
Well, a quote that I like of Dalai Lama, of the Dalai Lamas, is that no matter what is going on around us, to never give up,
mm-hmm.
to just be compassionate, to work for peace, to focus more on what comes out of our hearts than what is going on in our minds, and no matter what,
right.
never give up, no matter
take
what is going on around us.
Take the heart, and we will truly, truly never give up. For me, one of those pearls of wisdom is what was given really by Einstein. The problems of today cannot be solved in the same mindset in which these were created.
In other words, we have got to move a little higher. The third grader has got to go through the challenges to get all the way to 12th grade. And when you get to 12th grade, there's enlightenment. You can look back at the third graders behind you and go, now, come on, come on, come on, come on. Here is the image that you need in order to allow you to grow. I don't know what in the world happened to all this time we thought we had. But they're indicated to me that we only have 2 minutes left. Brad and Kate, give us your website again so that people can go up there and they will see who you are and what you have brought to the world.
Yes, our center is called the Mesa Creative Arts Center, and our website is www.mesacreativearts.com.
And my website is www.reprogramyourlife.net. We are reconstructing right now, so you may have a little bit of problem getting up because we're reconstructing. It will be complete in a day or two. And there you will find that we do a tremendous amount of energy work to help people to get back into the alignment with the universe. And we have quite a few workshops and retreats coming up. And Brenda,
yes?
What is your major thrust in the world right now? I know training is your
teaching.
Your capability.
I was put on the planet to teach. That's God's gift to me, and that's what I give to the world.
Train others. To be the best that they can be. And right now, Brenda and I are working in the field of substance abuse intervention, and we are working in prisons and providing services to help prisoners, especially those who have spent long periods of time in prison, to come into the spiritual reality of who they are so that they can step out of prisons free and ready to make their contribution in the world. I want to thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me on this show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the work. Bless you for the work that you do on the planet. And I want to say, may the blessing of God Almighty go with you, expand your territory, and make you fruitful in a world that requires all of the spiritual services that we can possibly have brought to our attention. To my listeners, thank you so much for listening in on this show. I would encourage you to send me a comment by email, myspirituality101@yahoo.com, on what you have heard on this show. It will help us to construct the next 5 or 6 shows that we are working on. Thank you so much, and a reminder to us all to walk softly and gently on the planet, for we argued for our right to be here in these phenomenally changing times. Bless the moment, bless the work, bless yourselves. Stay focused in the light, and until we meet next week, the peace of God, the full alignment of the universe be with you as you walk, as you journey through this amazingly spiritual journey called life. Peace.
Thank you.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.